Please turn with me then to Psalm 18. Rather a long superscription here. It's dedicated to the chief musician. It's a psalm of David, the servant of Jehovah, who spoke to the Lord the words of this psalm on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the chariots of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I also was blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. Jehovah my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hand to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save. Even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You've delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and become frightened from their hideouts. Jehovah lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. This is a long psalm. Only Psalms 78 and 119 are longer. And so as Larry and I have both remarked before, it's kind of ironic that the longest psalms with the most material to deal with give us the least time to talk about them. But I want to note a couple of things. As far as we know, the superscription here, which is in the original Hebrew, is correct. And so this was written by the Spirit moving him, by David, at the time that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Saul is distinguished from the rest of his enemies. We might be tempted to think that this was written on the occasion of the death of Saul. But we already have a composition from David on that at the beginning of 2 Samuel. We see David's lament at the death of Saul and of Jonathan. No, this is not a lament. This is a joyful, exulting. Well, it is exulting, but it's an exulting psalm as well. David is rejoicing in the deliverance that he has. And I'm convinced, anyway, this is near the very end of his life. He has been delivered from every enemy. Enemies on the outside, enemy on the inside. He has been delivered. And so when we read things here, we see and we think of events in David's life, and we think, yeah, I can see that. But very quickly, there are other things we read here and we think, that's not David. I was thinking particularly at a break in the sections here between verses 19 and 20. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. What? David, who the Lord called a man of blood, and he wasn't allowed to build the temple? David, who told some falsehoods at times? David, who sullied, who ruined another man's wife, and then killed the man in order to cover the evidence? David, who continued to cover up. Yeah, that David, he's saying this. Is he talking about himself? No. No. He is not ultimately talking to himself or of himself. He is somewhat, but he's looking beyond. And we have a hint of that in the very last verse. Great deliverance he gives to his king, shows mercy to his anointed. That's our English word. The Hebrew word is his Messiah. The Greek word is his Christ. This is looking ultimately to Jesus and his deliverance and the one who brought about deliverance for his people. He is the one of whom God has said, hearkening back to verse 19 here, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, or in whom I am delighted. He was perfect. He had that righteousness that brought him forth from the grave when he had paid to the last farthing the penalty of his people's sins. This is the one that Psalm 18, in all its 50 verses. I almost said Psalm 15 and it's 80 verses. There aren't 80 verses in Psalm 15. In all these 50 verses, we are seeing, yes, someone of David, but we must look through him to his great descendant, promised to David himself earlier in life in 2 Samuel 7. We must look to Jesus. Jesus, who was assailed by foes. Jesus, who despite that, persevered in holiness for the sake of sinners, so that you might have his record of righteousness, and then paid the penalty on the cross, so that he was raised up then triumphantly, raised up then as a testimony to God's salvation. He showed with power that he was the Son of God, as Paul writes to the Romans. All this is in Psalm 18, and it, like every other psalm, speaks of Jesus, as he himself says in Luke 24, verse 44.